3 years ago, half of the $16 billion doled out through the Department of Energy Loan Guarantee Program was invested in companies that had gone bankrupt, were laying off workers, or were headed for bankruptcy. But the Department of Energy didn't learn from its malinvestments. It then invested $3 billion in a Spanish company, Abengoa. Now, 3 years later, one day before the Paris Climate Summit, Abengoa declared bankruptcy. The $3 billion of taxpayer money that will likely be lost in whole or in part is six times bigger than Solyndra. Green renewable mandates have brought energy poverty to the people of Spain, where electricity is triple what it costs in the U.S. And electricity will become a luxury in the U.S. as well if Obama is allowed to continue his crony climatism. The Paris summit seeks to accelerate the economic decline of the West, transferring wealth to developing nations in the form of green infrastructure. But it's just greenwashing for crony climatism and global governance. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.